We go out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Clear to Play, where we take you inside the tent, get you updated on the latest injuries in the Bay. Proud to partner with UCSF Health on this segment and bring in Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, Dr. Nirav Pandya. Hi, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. Talanoa Hufanga torn ligaments out at least a month. What's your reaction to that one?
Yeah, you know, typically with these ligament injuries in the wrist, the good news is that for the vast majority of them, unless they involve certain areas of the wrist, they usually will heal without surgery, and you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks. The tough thing is that they haven't necessarily said what is injured and would he potentially need surgery. Now, with surgery, that time frame could potentially still be 4 to 6 weeks, but playing the position that he does, you do worry about how aggressive can he be with that wrist as he's tackling and taking contact. So even though you're looking at that 4 to 6 week time frame, it could potentially impact how he's playing, particularly since he plays aggressively. You know, you wonder if that would linger as the season goes on.
Yeah, and you hate to see it coming off of a season ender last year and another injury this year and now a third different injury. He feels a little bit snake bitten in the early going. Jake Moody goes out with a high ankle sprain, and I don't know if that's good news, Doc. I thought that it was going to be a broken ankle, but considering it's his kicking leg, is that better or worse for a kicker to have that injury on the kicking leg?
If you're going to choose your two legs, I think it would be much worse if it was on his plant leg, because imagine with these high ankle sprains, when you're planting and kind of powering for your kick, there's a lot of force that goes between those high ankle ligaments that basically keep your tibia and fibula connected. So if it was his plant leg, I'd be a little bit worried about whether he'd be able to kick, particularly with longer kicks. Now, this being his kicking leg, what you do worry a little bit about is how is it going to feel when he's kicking? Is there going to be some pain that could potentially throw him off a little bit? So I don't necessarily worry that this is going to be some sort of season-ending injury for him. But where we get worried is how is it going to impact his accuracy and how it's going to feel, which for a kicker, when you're kicking from further and further out, even little changes in what you're feeling or how you're following through can impact him. So overall, better for the kicking leg, but it could still potentially impact him, particularly as he comes back.
100-degree heat, guys who looked like they were pretty much out of gas in the fourth, and then a game 4 days later. How do you like that combo?
It's a setup for poor performance. And I think, you know, the NFL throws around some studies that have shown there's not an increased injury risk, you know, if you play 3-4 days later from one game. But what no one's ever looked at is what does that mean, number one, in terms of performance? And you could assume the performance is going to be worse. And then what does it mean later on in the season when you're kind of cumulatively playing these games? Like, you don't necessarily feel it on Thursday, but the body starts breaking down. So I think the combination of the heat, it takes 72 hours in general to recover from a football game, and you add the heat onto it. The setup for poor performance is high on Thursday. It's just going to be a tough turnaround for the 49ers playing that from that heat.
What can you do from a physical standpoint to get ready? Is it IVs, additional hydration, rest, all the above, cool tub? What is it, Doc?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is exactly those things you're talking about. I think number one, you want to get all that inflammation and soreness out of the muscle. So it's the cold tubs. It's the hydration to kind of make sure you've got enough power for those muscles. It's nutrition, it's sleep. It's just hard to kind of get the muscles to recover. All you can hope for in this short period of time is that you can get the pain away, but that muscle breakdown, that's still going to be there. So you're just hoping that there are enough fresh players there and you don't have to overexert yourself. Besides getting rid of inflammation, controlling pain, there's not too much you can do in that 72 hours. You're just hoping that you can kind of make it through that game and go on with that longer rest period.
Doc, I know there's some guesswork here, but with Christian McCaffrey returning from Germany, they worked him out some. They said things did not flare up. There was some sort of under-the-radar optimism there. What did you make of all of that?
I think it's good. I think with McCaffrey, you know, in general, as long as he continues to go through each phase and he's not having pain, that's a positive sign. And I think that with this injury, we're not going to know fully till he actually is in a game setting where he's actually exploding and doing stuff, how that Achilles is really going to hold up. But as long as he's progressing and they've made that jump from we're just resting you to actually trying to run, that's a big jump with this kind of injury. I think it's good news. I think the tough thing is they're probably going to be more cautious with it. And, you know, and until we see him on the field, we won't 100% know, but each subsequent ramp up each week is a positive sign.
Mooney Ward showed up on a limited basis here at practice with a little bit of a knee situation. Are you seeing anything from his movement during the game that would indicate that he might be dealing with a little something?
Yeah, you know, I think there are some reports out that he might have had kind of a bone bruise or a bruise around that area. He did definitely look, his movement looked a little bit off. during that game. So with these bruises, you know, in the bone, if that's what it is, it can definitely impact your gait, and it's really based on where that bone bruise is. So it may be one of those things that in 24 to 48 hours, he's feeling good and it's okay. Or, you know, hey, I can't cut or pivot or do things without swelling and pain coming on. And I think that with the unpredictability of the position that he plays, you need to have 100% confidence in that leg. So it'll be interesting to see as the week goes on how his knee responds. And, unfortunately, he doesn't have a big time to kind of test it out. It may be one of those game time decisions on Thursday.
Oh, Doc, real quick before you go, Ricky Pearsall not being ready to go last week. I don't know if I'm just asking you to sort of speculate here, but did you read that as like a football thing or a health thing?
You know, I think barring there being some sort of injury from that bullet that they're not disclosing, I think it probably is not a physical thing. It's probably more of just kind of coping with the whole injury thing. And I think it's a lot to expect, you know, an individual to go through that who is just a normal person. And then you have to like worry about getting back on the football field and have people take contact. And we forget, he also was dealing with those shoulder subluxation issues before this all happened. So I think it's a lot for a rookie to deal with. So I wouldn't be surprised if it's more mental, which is totally understandable, than it is physical at this point. Yeah.
Doc, great stuff. Thanks for doing it as always.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Yep. Okay, there he is. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF Health.